The problem is obviously that what might be acceptable for, you know, a small business running in the cloud is not perhaps going to be acceptable for a large bank that is covered by regulation and is storing vast amounts of very private personal data about its customers. You can't just stuff a load of stuff in the cloud and expect everybody to be happy with it. Eventually that is going to end in trouble. There's going to be some massive breach at some point, and fingers will be pointed.
We are talking FinOps CCC with Rob Moffitt. Hit the music. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is Grizz Griswold at FinOps. Hope you're doing well. My guest again this week is Rob Moffitt. He is the Senior Technical Architect at FinOps. I got it right this time.
You're going to make up some new job title for me.
I could have spent a full week doing that, but I decided that I had to actually get work done this past week. So anyway, how are you, Rob?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Grizz. How are you?
Good. So we're continuing this series that we kind of started last week on FinOps strategic initiatives for 2024. Last week we mentioned your involvement within FTC3, and we talked through FTC3 and everything that was going along with it. And but you're also involved in open source readiness and FinOps CCC, Common Cloud Controls. And we figured that we would focus on Common Cloud Controls today, because if I can get this podcast out today, then in 2 days' time, on Thursday, March 7th, there is something happening around the project that we'd love for everybody to join. So maybe we can start there and then work backwards and talk about what CCC is in the first place. But what's happening on March 7th?
Yeah, so on March the 7th, we've got the Common Cloud Controls All Hands meeting. It's at 5 p.m. in the UK, which is 12 o'clock in Eastern time.
Right.
We'd love to have you along. It's open to everyone. Details are in the FinOps calendar as usual. And what we're expecting to happen this week is updates across the different working groups of the Common Cloud Controls initiative. The work has sort of stepped up a bit recently, so I'm hoping this is going to be a good meeting. And we're also hoping to introduce some new attendees as well to the group.
Very cool. So, in fact, we'll tease the fact that there is a new member coming in that we'll be announcing on Thursday as well. They're coming in specifically for the Common Cloud Controls project. But more on that day. Okay, so let's go back and set the scene. FinOps Common Cloud Controls Project, FinOps CCC. I'm just gonna reference a blog post article from Jim Adams, who's the CTO, head of city technology infrastructure, and this is from October 2nd, 2023. You know, Jim talks about the formation of a Common Cloud Controls project that Citi proposed to the community earlier in the year in 2023. And then when we had a member meeting in June in London last year, the CTO of Citi got on stage and basically said, hey, we've got this problem here, and it's around cloud, and it's around the fact that regulators are going to hold banks, on the hook for any issues that come from sending, data up to the cloud and data coming back to the cloud. With banks being on the hook, they looked at that and said, what do we do about this? And, how do we structure things so that when we work with cloud service providers, that that there are a bunch of different points everywhere from security to, ontology and taxonomy, basically, what is something called? in the first place so that we can understand what it is and where it goes. But basically, you know, they're trying to figure out, you know, for the financial services sector, how do you tackle, you know, cloud centralization is how he put it. So it's a lot more detailed than that, but basically, again, you've got a major, you know, player in FSI getting, or in finance, that thing that we're in, getting up on stage and not only saying that, you know, we've got this problem, but then as things moved on, you know, part of the story is that he endorsed open source and endorsed using, you know, Finos as the vehicle to drive this project. So I just wanted to set that stage, but, you know, let's talk about what Common Cloud Controls are and what the project's all about in general.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad starting point, Grizz. I think you're right. This, to pick up that story, Jim Adams from Citi.
I'm not the CTO of Citi. Don't give me that title. Go ahead.
Yeah, I presented the idea of Common Cloud Controls. They published a white paper explaining what they were after. And basically, in this white paper, the problem is stated, like you say, there's a tremendous advantage in terms of the cloud and using cloud services within banking. You know, it's a huge lever of technology. There's this much value you can get out of it, and so much cost saving and time saving that you can see, you can realize because of it. The problem is obviously that what might be acceptable for, you know, a small business running in the cloud is not perhaps going to be acceptable for a large, you know, bank that is covered by regulation and is storing vast amounts of very private personal data about its customers. So you can't just stuff a load of stuff in the cloud and expect everybody to be happy with it. Eventually that is going to end in trouble. There's going to be some massive breach at some point, and fingers will be pointed. So really, you know, we've seen that kind of thing happening already across the IT industry. We need to get ahead of that. And so we need to make sure we build cloud services that are secure and compliant and aware of the major threats that cloud faces, and, you know, provisioned against that and controlling against that. So the idea of this model is it's kind of broken into sort of different layers. I think the first layer is the taxonomy layer. So if you look at the major cloud providers, Amazon, Google, you know, Microsoft, they provide services, and those services kind of are oftentimes the same as each other. They have equivalents in each company. So for example, AWS has something called EC2, like compute instances, whereas in Azure, Microsoft, they're called virtual machines, and in Google, it's called the Google Compute Engine. And it's the same with databases. Things like AWS has an RDS service, Azure has a SQL database, and Google has Cloud SQL. There's like consistently similar services across the board. So the first point is, it shouldn't really matter which cloud provider you're building to. You're going to need to have controls in place to avoid these data breaches. And those controls are going to depend on the particular piece of infrastructure you're using. So whether it's compute, whether it's databases, whether it's messaging, whether it's MapReduce, whether it's Kubernetes, whatever, you're going to need to make sure you have controls in place for whatever that piece of infrastructure is. And so what I've alluded to before is that the threats that you face in cloud are actually kind of reasonably well understood. There's a thing called the MITRE attack framework. MITRE, it's a great thing to look at online. Basically, what they're trying to do is build a database which covers all the different ways in which bad actors can try and attack your cloud infrastructure. So whether it's like denial of service attacks or trying to steal passwords or trying to exfiltrate data or whatever it is, they're trying to build up a systematic knowledge base of all of these different methods by which attackers use, and at the same time build up a list of ways in which you can monitor for those attacks and ways in which you can prevent them, what controls you need to in order to prevent them. So, I mean, I think one obvious one that we're all familiar with is like two-factor authentication. Lots of websites now are starting to say, oh, we've got your password, we've got your name, but can you provide another factor like a mobile phone so that you can log in? And we all know that two-factor authentication is more secure. So if you're providing financial services from the cloud, you need to be using these enhanced security approaches like two-factor authentication, strong firewalls, things like this. So what the CCC project is all about is, first of all, defining that taxonomy at the top level, defining what, you know, the different types of pieces of cloud infrastructure that we're interested in, working out what the attacks are, what the threats are to those pieces of cloud infrastructure, and then working out what controls you need to have in place based on that. So those are like the sort of the layers of the hierarchy. And what the CCC project wants to get to eventually is testing that as well. So being able to say, I've installed, let's say, Microsoft, blob storage or something like that. Given that I've installed that, I think I've got these controls. Can I write some tests to say that these controls are in place? Can we certify, in fact, that piece of infrastructure is conformant with the controls that we're specifying? And so that's kind of it from the top down, really. I think that's kind of explains where we're trying to get to.
Right. And maybe thank you for the explanation. but I was thinking too that, you know, like there's the stakeholders in this. The stakeholders ultimately are like you and me, right? protecting our information so that, you know, as it goes up and down in the cloud. We talk about the end users, but sometimes we don't think about the actual, you know, the final stakeholder. But, you know, back from that, you know, this is a technology problem, but this is also a standard project. So, you know, there is a business case of this that is, you know, kind of back to the very beginning of. You know, the stakeholders in this are also the regulators, besides the banks and besides the technology, you know, the cloud vendors. And I think that, you know, if you look, you know, especially in the past 2 years with Log4Shell and Log4j that, you know, came up, and, you know, even though they had nothing, well, on the surface, they have nothing to do with cloud. They have something to do with the vulnerabilities within open source. Then, you know, you look back and issues with like Equifax, years ago, having their big breach and having, you know, data all over the place. There's kind of this buildup to where I think right now in financial services and in cloud spaces and in technology spaces, you're really starting, like, I got an email today about Dora, which is not the Explorer. Hold on. I'm gonna screw it up. So I'm gonna. Dora stands for Digital Operational Risk Act. That's coming out of, is it the EU or the UK? And you know, there are acts that are coming up in the States, you know, they're popping up, and regulators are looking at the threats And so I kind of feel like, even though, you know, we're in this space, that I'm starting to see, you know, more and more on, especially DORA right now, but on the regulators and the regulations that are being proposed, that are, you know, proposed then imposed, you know, on the financial services companies, that, you know, thinking about the value of something like CCC is where I'm, you know, ultimately trying to get to. Like, there's value for the regulators. There's value for the, you know, for the, you know, the business decision makers with inside banks. There's value for the technologists that are both in banks and also, you know, within the cloud service providers. And, you know, there's value actually for the cloud service providers, business decision makers as well. You know, so, I didn't know if you wanted to kind of touch on those areas, the benefits and the, you know, the people that are involved basically.
Yeah, sure. So I think the key benefit here really is that what we're trying to get to. So, I mean, I think it's worth just covering the fact that when banks and cloud service providers have this kind of shared responsibility model. So there is sort of a joint responsibility for the data in the cloud. So obviously that behooves us to make sure that all those parties are working together.
Right.
Like the end users, like you say, like the people whose data it is that they might accidentally lose. So given this is the case, and given that, you know, cloud is it's a large part of banking business, it's a very expensive part.
Mm-hmm.
It means that we have to do this right, and also if we do it across industry and work together, hopefully we're going to do it better than if any one firm tried to do this on their own. That's the, you know, the normal open source advantage, right?
Right.
So what we're trying to do in the cloud, Common Cloud Controls project then is bring together people from across the banking industry who are cloud security experts, people from the CSPs who are, you know, who have banks as their customers, and try and get them to work together on this problem in the GitHub repo. And we're also bringing together people from, I've mentioned before that we're using OSCAL as a controls language. So we have people from NIST who publish the OSCAL standard coming along to our meetings as well. And I said as well, we're making use of the MITRE ATT&CK framework. So we have people from MITRE as well that come along to the meetings.
Right.
We have Google turning up from the Google Cloud platform, and as we started with, you know, this is a Citi project. This was initially contributed by Citi to Finos, but we're starting to see other financial services firms getting involved. We've got BMO now helping shape the project, and we've had interest from Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs and Red Hat. So we're seeing people coming along from various different groups now. There is a lot of interest in the project. What we need to sort of in 2024, we really need to sort of start actually delivering on some of this stuff. And so I think that's what I'd like to talk about next is how we get there.
Yeah. Well, and I was going to mention when the project was actually open source back in November, October, that there were 10 financial, you know, there are 10 banks that basically put their names on it on the press release. And there were also, you know, at least 10 more technology vendors that were involved as well. And but now the work begins. And so...
Yeah, and it'd be really nice as well, eventually, to start seeing regulators coming along as well and joining in the discussions and You know, at the end of the day, each bank has to talk to its regulators and make sure they're happy with whatever they're doing in terms of cloud controls.
Right.
But we can short circuit that process if the regulators turn up to the meetings as well and help us define the controls up front. And then hopefully banks could just say, yes, we're using the CCC project. This is how it works for us.
Right. And I think there's something important in that, Rob, is that I'm trying to think of how to give background information here, that regulators want this as well. I mean, you know, besides the fact that they're writing regulations that are, you know, imposing some of this for good reason. But regulators, you know, what I know is they would like to be part of this. There's the optics problem of, you know, like if they were to, if this was a single company doing this and a regulator were to endorse, you know, what they were doing, it doesn't happen, right? There's an optics problem with a regulator endorsing what a single company is doing within, you know, like this space or any other. There might be more of a chance of it actually happening, you know, because it is not just one company. It is not just one bank. It's not just one, you know, cloud service vendor. It's not just one, you know, open source vendor. It's multiple. And they're coming together, you know, and we're continually to helping them and facilitating them coming together with what we're going to be talking about. But like, it's hard for a regulator to put a stamp of approval on something that's happening like this. And we've seen this in every project that we've been working on. And when we first started, you know, like a couple of years ago, we finally started to get regulators on stage that would talk about the value of open source that they're seeing, you know, within technology, within finance. But it's not easy for them to openly admit that, you know, they can't endorse it. However, you know, don't be fooled, you know, that there are regulators that are, you know, fully behind what we're trying to do. And they have to be, and it'd be great if they can endorse it. And maybe we get to a point in this that they can, because we've actually helped come up with the standard, you know, that meets their criteria. But we're a long way away from that. So
there's another group as well, isn't there, which is the developers, right? So let's say you're working in a financial services firm and you're trying to deploy cloud infrastructure or trying to use cloud infrastructure as part of your solution.
Mm-hmm.
What we're hoping for with CCC is that it should be a simple case of saying, right, I need a compliant database. I need a compliant compute instance. Can I just spin one up? I have some scripts that allow me to just spin up a compliant instance? And that would be an immense time saver for them as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everyone wins, really. Regulators, the cloud providers are able to say that they're meeting a certain standard.
Right.
The banks say they're meeting a certain standard. Developers are able to say that their solutions are meeting that standard as well. So if we get this right, there is tremendous value across the board here.
Very cool. So where are we and how are we getting there? Because that's the next step, right?
Yeah, that is the next step. So what we've been doing this year is we have these three different working groups. We have the taxonomy working group. So taxonomy is figuring out what the different components are and what the levels of controls we need in those components. We have the MITRE attack group, which is looking at what are the attacks. What are the common attacks? Which are the attacks that we want to try and provide controls against? And then we've got the OSCAL group who are trying to write OSCAL controls around those attacks and to try and determine the service level for controls against each piece of taxonomy. So all of these groups obviously interacting and interrelated. And I think what we've been trying to get to this year is to try and make progress on figuring out exactly which pieces of infrastructure we're interested in sorting out first. And I think in the last couple of weeks, we've kind of had an agreement that there's like a three-tier application model. This is kind of a standard thing from web development, where you have a web front end, and then you have a service layer, and then you have a database layer, and bits of networking equipment to manage it and scale the load. So this is, I think it's FSISAC produced this standard three-tier model. And we're trying to work to produce the taxonomy for this three-tier model and the controls for securing it. So that's kind of where the working group has settled on something to try and deliver. So that's the first goal.
Okay.
We've had some interesting work from Scott Logic on boiling down the taxonomy and talking about the different types of infrastructure that you can include in your cloud services. And we've had good involvement across the board from lots of firms interested in building this stuff up. We've struggled this year on the sort of the client side with bank involvements, but I think we're sort of moving past that now, and we're starting to see some good involvement there as well. Obviously, it's no good just having like the likes of Google turning up and doing work. They need banks and they need financial services to say this is what we need, and this is where the requirements that we have. So it's like a supplying the requirements effectively.
Yeah, because use cases usually are coming from the banks, I assume, and there were going to be probably as many use cases as there are banks. just as like there are, as many cloud service providers as you have, that there are, different taxonomies for each one as well.
This is the common cloud controls project. We're trying to do stuff that's common to everyone,
right,
and that addresses the common use cases. We could be here forever if we tried to cover every single.
This is true, but that's, again, that goes to what open source is within financial services. It's not necessarily on the it's on the similarities. It's not on the differences. It's not on the IP. Otherwise, we get in trouble, folks. That's what we stay away from on purpose. So where else are we going? So what is Thursday? Thursday is obviously it's gonna use a Ghostbuster reference, crossing the streams. but let's kind of go back to who needs to attend this particular meeting? Why should they attend? And then kind of what are the calls to action you think that come after that, no matter what happens in the meeting?
Okay. So I think it's worth saying that, I don't really run these meetings.
Mm-hmm.
There's Chanel Crawford from Citi is kind of doing the sort of project management. And we have the project leaders from Citi and BMO will be there to try and keep the whole thing on the tracks. So it'd be interesting to see what does happen and what is on the agenda for this week. But I think in terms of people I'd like to try and call out to specifically, if you're working in cloud security in a financial services firm, I think it'd be really good to have you attend and see what we're up to here. Maybe this is something that your firm might want to get involved in. Maybe there's some cost saving that you could realize in your own firm from using CCC.
Cool. What are we looking for the rest of the year, do you think? This is a unscripted part. Not that anything else was scripted.
Well, I mean, it's unscripted in more ways than one, I think.
For sure.
I think obviously we have OSFF in in June.
June 26th, I'll be in your town.
Sign up now.
Yeah.
So I think we are trying to work out what it would be possible to achieve by June 26th and bring along to the OSFF presentations and talk about there. Hopefully that that idea I talked about earlier, the FS ISAC model and controls for that, it'll be nice to see all of that working and ready for then. But this is an open source project and it only moves as fast as its contributors allow it to. So we have to see what happens and what people have time for.
There we go. We could like stand on the sidelines doing commentary if you wanted to.
I think we have enough people on the sidelines already.
Throwing down the gauntlet, Rob. Very good. All right. All right. Thursday, March 6th at 5 p.m. UK time. Oh, you're not in BST yet, right? So 5 p.m. GMT and 12 p.m. Eastern. We know that there are people that live in the west coast of the States, but, you know, like our boss. But, you know, that would be 9 a.m. for you folks as well. So join. We'll have a link, obviously, to the calendar invite. This is an open source project. It was open source again in October. It was member only for about 3 months during the formation of it. So now it's not. Now you can get involved, whether you're a company or an individual. There are also going to be, agreements that you have to sign if you're an individual. But you know, we're looking for banks to get involved. We're looking for cloud vendors to get involved. And we're looking for people that are interested in solving, very unique and large problems to get involved. Again, we'll have that there. And then, Rob's right. Join us in June. There's your cat. Join us in June 26th at OSFF in London. It'll be right across the street from Big Ben Parliament. Sorry, right across the Thames from Big Ben and Parliament. We're looking to see what we'll produce now that will come out during that time. So thank you, Rob, for joining me this morning, afternoon. And we'll do this again.